95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I got me my turkey, whose head I'm going to lop off.
Is that right?
Thursday. Yeah. Got a turkey wandering around the apartment. Scaring the cat. Frightening the dog.
You're not going
to. To be headless.
You're not going to put it in the oven and cook it, are you?
Cook it up silly. I mean,
no, but I mean, seriously, you.
You got to pull the feathers off, right? Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to. Yeah, it's me. It's all me. It's down to me.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Of course.
I do this every year.
Sure.
I have a turkey wandering around and tear the feathers off, throw it in the oven.
Sure.
Usually catches fire.
That's
neighbors
how it
come
works.
Over screaming. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I can't wait.
Seems fun.
It does.
I don't know where my invite went, but it seems fun.
It's probably jammed in that cherry pie over there. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Badass bass lines. It's got a great bass line. Something like maybe Les Claypool would come up with. Then that's what we're going to do.
We are doing People Are Dumb.
Uh-oh.
We are doing You Have To or Had To Work Black Friday.
Oh, in retail?
Yep.
Oh, rough. We were talking about that with a couple of callers yesterday. Just what a fun time that is.
LAX Travel Hell.
Cool.
Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked Now?
And next, I'm sorry, what?
What's that now? I'm sorry, what?
Plus, we've got tickets for the Kings on Saturday. I believe the game is at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll get you into that
game. Tickets.
Yeah, sometime between 5 and 6 for that one.
Keep listening on 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, my friend.
We do a lot of weird stories.
What?
And at this point in time in life, everything is flying by way too fast.
I mean, it's going to be Thanksgiving in 40 seconds in the year 2050, right after that.
2050?
Crazy, yeah. You're not keeping up with time. That's what I'm saying.
So every once in a while, we do a story, and you need to take a second with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. Sorry. What?
What?
Florida man, which we also could have used.
That's almost always the case.
Yeah. Arrested for pooping on dead possum during rush hour traffic.
Dear, what's that man doing? Well, I believe he's pooping on a dead possum.
What?
Yeah, you know, you gotta poop on him if you see him on the road. It's good luck.
He was arrested after allegedly pooping on a dead possum. That's not code. It was a dead possum.
It's a lot harder to poop on a live one.
But much more fun to watch. Much more fun. It was in the middle of rush hour traffic, according to police. Rudy Wilcox, 45 years old, was picked up by police on Wednesday around 5:30. He was seen dropping trow in the middle of the road. And it says here in the article, then laying a log.
That's how they must have gone round and round in the writer's room.
How do we call it?
I don't know. You're dropping a log.
Laying a log.
Yeah, there you go.
On a doubly unfortunate possum.
Yeah, that possum had a bad day.
Right?
Really, really crappy
dying
day.
Dying isn't bad enough.
Yeah, hit by a car.
Right.
And then this dude pulls up an hour later.
I don't feel so good.
I'm gonna put this log right here.
Who's naked now? Naked now.
Naked as a jaybird.
A family in British Columbia went on vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Oh, good for them.
Somebody moved into their house while they were gone.
Oh.
Who knew?
I had always thought about that happening.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, I'd go in with a flamethrower, I think. The whole place is going down unless you get out.
He moved into the attic.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. It's nice up there.
The neighbors started hearing noises from the house next door. And they were like, what has happened? They're on vacation.
Yeah.
So they called the police, and the police showed up.
And they don't see anybody because he's in the attic.
And they found a man stuck inside a vent. He was wrapped in insulation.
Dead, wrapped in plastic.
Probably to keep himself warm, though that would not have been necessary if he wasn't.
Naked!
Completely naked.
Woo! Right on, dude. Right up in the attic. All nude.
On further inspection, the whole house was found to be trashed. That's what the neighbors heard.
George Bluth.
The man was assumed to be living above the ceiling. Police weren't clear exactly why he was stuck in the vent. Like, how did you get stuck in
if you got the whole house, what are you doing in the attic?
Great question.
Why are you going up into the ceiling?
Great question.
Ceiling nude.
They were, however, clear on when he got naked.
Okay.
At some point in the middle of his destruction, they found his underwear in the toilet.
That's where that goes.
That seems bad.
Oh, man, wow.
Like, was that an accident? Or was that a plan?
Right.
Well, how does that work?
Yeah. It's like, are these need to go. And this is the only way to dispose of them. And now, of course...
Or they're fine until...
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Then, you know...
Listen.
Yeah, yeah. And there's probably no clothes in the house. You know, there's no way you could put something else on.
We got to burn this place down.
Got to burn it
down. So he destroyed it. Got stuck in a vent. And the police had to rescue him.
Welcome home.
News.
News.
None of you are flying tomorrow.
Oh, what are you thinking? Don't.
Tomorrow's supposed to be one of the busiest days of the year.
Although I'm looking at the 405 on Sig Alert right now, and both directions completely red.
Yep.
Completely stopped, which it'll be
had
like
to
that.
Take surface streets all the way to work.
Oh, can we imagine heading to LAX on Thursday? What's that going to be like?
Well, Thursday won't be bad, I don't think, because that's the holiday.
Yeah, people actually.
Wednesday, I think, is the rough day.
I think it's just all crap for the next 3 weeks.
You know how I love the local news and their interviewing people on the scene?
Mm-hmm. Whoever wanders by, no matter what they have to say, even if it doesn't relate to the story.
So the piece is LAX travel hell.
Right.
Let's roll it.
Hello there, you guys. That is right. A record-breaking number of people want to go spend the Thanksgiving holiday with friends and family. And so if you're coming here to LAX, you're going to want to leave yourself plenty of time to get to the airport and then make sure you get here extra early.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know, stay in one of those hotels down there and then just take a shuttle over because,
just
damn.
Just walk over about 6 hours
early. Walk over, exactly, yeah.
The holiday travel rush is on at LAX, where airport officials expect about 2.5 million passengers to pass through.
What?
All right, let me just say this.
What?
Before we move on, I know that number is shocking. 2.5 million people.
Yeah.
None of them are near this reporter. None. It looks like a ghost town. It looks like peak pandemic airport.
Wow, really?
I don't know how she found a place that was so open.
Where can it possibly be? Behind one of the terminals? Like inside the
I couldn't tell you, but 2.5 million is what they're expecting. None of them around that report.
That's almost as many people as live in Phoenix.
Yeah, no, agree.
That's insane.
Yep.
During the 10-day holiday travel window.
2.5 million in 10 days going through LAX.
Yep.
And did
I assume that's going and then coming back?
Yeah, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, so did you buy tickets out of LAX? I'm asking people listening right now. You bought to join the 2.5 million and that little tiny bit of land?
Get there now.
Woo!
That's about 300,000 more than last year.
Wow.
All right, let's get to the interview.
Wow. All right.
Prove it's tough.
I'm excited to talk to whoever she found.
My parents picked us up from our house, me and my wife. We went to the Fox parking about a mile away from here. Just got here. We've been about 10, 15 minutes in the wait for line. We're about to go to the gate.
This
You know,
wait, 10 or 15 minutes.
10 or 15 minutes.
So they went right from long-term parking directly to their gate or whatever.
Pretty much just got right through. Didn't have to wait any amount of time.
That's not the person you talk to.
Correct.
I've been here since last Thanksgiving is the person you're looking for.
This man and his family have just begun their trip to the Big Apple. But he says, so far, so good.
York.
She said Big Apple.
Listen, we don't want so far, so good. That's not the story.
And she said Big Apple.
She did.
She said Big Apple.
Mm-hmm.
New York.
New York. Yeah. You have family there?
Or? We're meeting all our family there, kind of all getting together from all different parts of the country.
This lady is also heading east for Turkey Day.
I'm going home to New Jersey. Honestly, it hasn't been that bad today.
You watch it and you go,
well, that doesn't seem bad.
There's nobody around the reporter.
Right.
Everyone's saying it's super easy.
Right.
I guess we might as well just buy tickets now and go.
I'm sorry, why did we send her there?
Her return trip on Sunday may be a little tougher, though. That's when most people travel back home to get ready for work or school the next day.
Blah.
So it's fine. It's fine where I am.
Everybody's
I found
totally
two people
flying.
Who seem to be very cool. One of them is here very early, and he's good.
He's going to the Big Apple.
Another woman is looking around and saying, yeah, no.
That's fine.
All good.
I've never had it easier.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
They find everybody they interview is the opposite of their story.
What the story is supposed to be.
Yes.
Just change the narrative maybe a little. Just kind of adapt.
These people are lucky to have gotten there.
There you go.
Early
how
before.
How hard is that?
I don't understand. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Neither of us could imagine working retail
anymore. I did it way too
you
long.
Did it for
oh
a while.
My god, yeah, yeah. It was hell.
I don't think I could have done it.
Do you remember you actually came into the video store I worked at one time? But it was 30 some years ago. No, you didn't even know I worked there. You came in and you're like, Doug?
I do remember that. That was so weird.
I was like, Kevin? Wow, that's weird. This is one of my 47 jobs in the beginning of, you know,
oh
radio back 100 years ago. Yeah. And you're like, what's in that's good? And I'm like, a little section back there with all the naughty movies. That's where that's where we make our real money. What an absolute hell, though, man. I mean, you know, just all...
Just dealing with the public.
Yeah, record stores and everything that
I
worked out.
I don't think Black Friday is as Black Friday-ish as it used to be.
Have you ever gone to a Black Friday sale? Neither have I. I avoid them like the plague.
No, because, you know, they show the long lines
yes.
and people have been there since 2 a.m.
Yeah,
that
the
kind of stuff.
Chaos. But, yeah, maybe does it still go on? I don't know if
I
really...
assume it still goes on, but they also seem to already be having their Black Friday sales.
Yeah, the commercials.
A lot of places.
All month long, it's Black Friday. Which
I think
I'm
that's
like,
I think that's become a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you work retail, or you did. We need to talk to you. How did you survive?
Yeah.
Or how are you surviving?
Yeah.
Retail.
818-955-KLOS.
This time of year, they're have to be people who make you want to pull your eyes out. Not sure why your eyes.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to look at them.
It's just there have to be people who drive you crazy.
Yeah, how rough has it been in your Black Friday experience
your
behind
worst.
The counter?
How did you survive
there?
Retail?
Yeah, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Who were the people who came in and really challenged you?
Yeah, I remember, I mean, just at the record store, you know, the last month leading up to, from Black Friday on, leading up to Christmas Eve, was just insane. You know, the place would be packed. And every day we'd go through the aisles, you know, find some stuff that had been stolen, been ripped open, and
right.
whatever, pretty much every single day. And that was in the 80s, so I can't imagine what it's like now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, you're surviving retail, 818-955-KLOS.
Kind. Rewind. Oh, wait, that doesn't...
That's a different time.
Yeah, but be kind. If you're going to go out on Black Friday, be nice to those retail workers, because they're in hell.
It just starts Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, then it goes on right through Christmas.
Just be nice to the people behind the counter, because they have your credit card information. They know where you live.
So we are talking about surviving working retail. You have a story?
Hey, I worked in 1999 on Black Friday. It was insane. I was in the back of the store, but when the doors opened, you could hear this roar of people, and you could hear people pushing their kids in front of them. Go for the TV! Go for the TV!
Ah, the good old days.
Oh, it is the worst.
Do you miss it at all?
No, I don't.
All right.
Perfect answer. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Good talk. KLOS, hello.
I was calling because I struggled through Black Friday, past tense.
All right.
Ah, so it's all in the past for you now.
I was a kid in high school. I worked at a record store in Connecticut, and it was the 90s. And you had all these dads going, which one do I get for my daughter? And it was either Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. I'm like, dude, does it look like I listen to either of those? I don't know. The blue one sells more. Get that one.
Yeah, people used to come into the video store and ask me what was good, and it'd be like a family. I'd be like, I don't know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Why are you asking someone you don't even know?
Exactly.
I love it. Thank
right on.
You.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Talking about surviving retail. Did you or are you?
Yeah. No, I worked 12 years in retail. Oh, my gosh, Black Fridays. I mean, I have everything from people trying to sell the tickets that we would hand out for, like, the doorbusters.
Right.
To watching one of the other managers drag a kid out by his ear.
Wow.
If you caught him stealing.
Wow, by his ear.
Like, Black Friday is the one day that we were, like, kind of, you know, anything kind of went for us. We could not, obviously, beat anybody up, but we could grab a pig by their ear and drag them out of the
street. That's what you want to do. And I know for a fact what you want to do every single damn day of the year.
Oh, my God. You love.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
How do you survive working retail?
Especially on Black Friday.
We are talking about the nightmare of retail as Black Friday
approaches. The nightmare
approaches.
Before Christmas.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And how you survive it. You have a story?
I worked loss prevention in retail for 21 years.
Oh. Loss prevention. What a nightmare.
To this day, and I haven't worked in retail in quite a while now, I can't stand Christmas. That's what 21 years of retail did to me.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. 100%.
You deserve to be the Grinch.
A lot of the people that they hire, they know they're temporary associates. So many of them will steal from you, and you've only got maybe about 60 days to round up the ones that you can catch. The people coming in on Black Friday and then throughout the holidays, what they do in those stores to those temporary associates and to themselves,
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, is an absolute travesty.
Yeah, I have to agree. That's a good way of putting it.
I just want to make sure you're done now, right? You're out of that system?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, good. All right, good.
Well done.
Good. Otherwise, I fear for the safety of the shoppers.
And deservedly so. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I used to work for loss prevention.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Too.
Wow.
All right. For how long?
I worked for loss prevention for 13 years.
Wafta. What was the craziest person you caught stealing?
I caught a 95-year-old grandma stealing tools from the back shelf that we had there.
Wow, tools!
And baby clothes. She was 95 years old. She put it in her little cart, and then she went behind the counter and got a...
Stuck it up her ass, like they do. Those grannies, you got to watch them.
Exactly. Grandma's doing it too, man. It's hilarious.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
I'm betting you don't miss Black Friday at all. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, hell no.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
How do you survive Black Friday?
You know, I loved it because I've been in sales for over 30 years, and when I retired, I decided to go to work for a while, and I made my goal to make people happy when they came in grumpy, because typically that makes them feel bad about what they're doing and maybe treat the rest of the world good. So I just enjoyed the heck out of being nice to people. And when they, you know, when they want to be crabby and you're nice to them, they just have to kind of suck it up and be nice to other people.
You know, the woman who owned my video store was exactly the same way. I would be in a crap mood because everybody was in a crap mood, but she would come in and she would hear their nonsense and she would just turn it around. And genuinely, she wasn't like doing it just for the sale at the store. She really wanted to make people happy.
I feel like I would want to punch you.
That's kind of how I felt, even though I loved her, but yeah.
Well, you know, I bobbed and weaved when I would tell people.
Very wise.
Smart man.
Thanks care. For calling. 818-955-KLOS.
How do you survive working retail, especially at Black Friday time?
Give me five
in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
With badass bass lines.
Yeah, man. You gotta love a good bass line, man. And there's some Rush in your future, man. Free Will. Yeah, I got a badass bass line, something you've always really appreciated. Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Or
if you're on Twitter, it's at Kevin and Sluggo.
It is the Gimme 5 killer bass lines. And Jeff Ronquillo suggested some Primus. All right. You got to have some Les Claypool in there for sure.
Of course.
It's Winona and her big brown beaver.
It's Gimme 5. It's all about badass bass lines.
I think Rudy Sarzo does a pretty damn good job on the bass on Little Dolls.
Hell yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Badass bass lines on Gimme 5 today.
Even if it's way out of bounds for us. Have you ever taken those pills that are supposed to help with the hangover?
Well, I was wondering what pill you were going
to
talk about.
Pills that are supposed to help with your hangover. You're supposed to take them before you go drinking.
Okay.
And then supposedly you feel better the next morning after you drink.
What are these pills called? I need them. I have not.
Not heard of them.
No. I have a couple for the morning after that kind of help.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you there's a miracle drink that promises to cut blood alcohol level in half.
Really?
In 30 minutes.
What? Really?
It's a real thing. It's called Safety Shot.
Safety Shot.
It's a new blood alcohol detox drink set to launch in December.
Why am I thinking that the list of side effects or possible side effects is as long as my arm?
I don't see any side effects in this story.
It might cause instant death. That's or exploding.
Very possible?
You may implode.
It's supposed to make hangovers a thing of the past.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
How do we invest in this? If it works, I want to be on the ground floor.
Speaking of which, there's a huge market for this because of those pills that you're supposed to take, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
This drink is supposedly the best case scenario.
Right.
That it's supposed to actually work. It's the biggest disruption in the drink market to date.
Wow. Okay.
Its patented formula is said to slash a person's blood alcohol content in half in just 30 minutes.
How does that work?
Hard to imagine.
Yeah. What does it do?
It's created, thank you for asking, it's created using scientifically proven ingredients. It works by enhancing metabolic pathways that break down blood alcohol levels and creating a protective layer around the stomach to prevent residual alcohol absorption into the body.
So this you take before you start drinking?
It doesn't say that.
Oh, okay. So maybe the morning
it
after
sounds
you
like
could?
You could take it during.
Yeah. Huh.
And then drink more.
Wait, when's it out? December what? I'm going to go line up at my store right now. I'm just going to park in front of whatever store is selling.
Here's the weird thing. They're selling them in 12-ounce cans when they end up selling them for $4.99 a can.
It's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Four-pack for $19.99. And the drink will initially be available in pharmacies across the U.S.
Really?
That's
very interesting.
I'm not used to going to a pharmacy for drinks.
Nope.
That's bizarre. But, yeah, it's supposed to come out early December.
Well, fingers crossed.
Right?
That's terribly exciting.
It's called the Safety Shot.
The Safety Shot for it.
We have tickets for the LA Kings versus the Montreal Canadiens. Woo! This is a Saturday at 1 o'clock game.
This coming Saturday.
Yep. We have four tickets for you if you want to be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. It is at crypto.com arena. Everybody can get their tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. Or we can give you some hockey slang if you're caller 25 now.
Good luck. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rico.
Rico, you're caller 25.
Yeah, right on, buddy.
You want to do some hockey slang? I've got a word for you. You tell me what it means in hockey, all right?
All right, sir.
What does it mean when they say dance? When they refer to a dance?
Is that an alternate term for brawl?
Yes, it is. Fight!
Yeah, fight! I was picturing, you know, like in Old West movies when they start shooting at their feet.
Yeah,
dance!
That happens in hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Rico. You got four tickets for Saturday's game at crypto.com arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at lakings.com/tickets.
Congratulations, man.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Jimmy Kimmel.
So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
No, it's a radio. It's a radio station.
And the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack, so.
Has anyone said first-time caller, first-time listener today?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean,
excellent.
The first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
That is the song that very well may win a Grammy for Best Rock Song of the Year.
Yes, it is.
Very cool. Foo Fighters nominated for that, along with the new Rolling Stones, by the way. Very cool as well.
It is time for what we learned. A man in Florida pooped on a dead possum during rush hour. Was it enough for this man that possum died?
What was the quote somebody had? This gives a whole new meaning, or I'm going to start saying?
I'm going to start saying, instead of beat a horse to death.
Oh, yeah, beating a dead horse.
Dead horse, yeah.
Pooping on a dead possum.
We had a bunch of people who got out alive from working retail on Black Friday, but just barely.
Yeah, and thanks for checking in, and we're glad you've survived.
We also told you about a safety shot. that will cut your blood alcohol in half by half in 30 minutes.
It might make you explode. It might make you implode, but I don't care. I'm going to be standing in line to buy the very first can.
We will give it a try.
Yeah, and it's going to be available at a pharmacy, so that gives me weird hope, oddly. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
It is so hard to sit on this kind of information.
Yep.
Who knew about this a week ago?
We're lucky that you remembered it.
That's true.
At all.
That's very true. But tell the kids.
Talking about the Rolling Stones coming to SoFi on July 10th.
That's right.
Tickets go on sale Friday, December 1st.
And, we, of course, are going to have tickets all long weekend. So starting on Thanksgiving Day, around about 1 p.m. or so, our pal JD is going to be here in the house, and he'll be handing out tickets to that show long before you can buy them to go see the Rolling Stones. And that'll happen all long weekend. Several times a day, chances for you to see these guys. July 10th at SoFi.
That band will be playing SoFi July 10th, and tickets go on sale December 1st.
That's awesome. Friday, December 1st. But it is a Turkey and Stones weekend, which means starting Thanksgiving Day at 1 p.m., JD is going to be handing out tickets.
All right.
And he'll be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday handing out tickets to see the Stones,
that
man.
Poor bastard has to work every day.
You know, there's times I hate the internet.
Yeah.
You can find the lyrics easily, obviously, to songs now, and you find out they're not saying what you thought at all.
Oh, that always happens to me.
She's All I Really Need is what he's saying in that song. I always heard, for some reason, she's a really neat alien.
What?
And I loved that line. I love that concept.
She's a really neat alien.
But that's not
you
what he's saying.
You thought those were the lyrics.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm on board. She's a cool alien.
All right.
Queen's classic with David Bowie, Under Pressure, hit number one on the UK singles charts on this day in rock in 1981. It was their first number one since Bohemian Rhapsody. The number one single on the US charts on this day in rock in 1987 changed from Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now to Billy Idol, Money Money. The acoustic guitar that George Harrison learned to play guitar on originally cost him £3.5. It sold on this day in rock in 2003 at auction for £276,000.